All right. Welcome, everybody, to Rantpocalypse Talks Fear the Walking Dead. I'm Justin.
Hey, I'm Kelly, and I think you got me, like, in mid-stretch.
You're like... Well, so sorry that I got you in mid-stretch there. It's been a long day for us of lots of things going on. We were streaming some Borderlands 2 over on our other channel, which is the Old Ass Casuals. In case you guys didn't know, we do have a channel devoted to only video game stuff, and it's been a lot of fun hanging out on that channel. Lots of good times, lots of deaths playing Friday the 13th. Lots of shooting and looting in Borderlands 2. It has been a fantastic time on the Old Ass Casuals channel.
The sad thing is, I mean, you can see how it's always going to be easier to just go play a video game than do anything else. You know, sometimes talking about TV shows feels like work, even though I love talking about TV shows, obviously. But when I'm in the middle of a video game, I'm like, no, let's not stop. So anyway, but I am excited that we actually stopped to watch this episode because I thought it was pretty darn good.
Awesome. Yeah. I saw Andrew and AJ had joined the chat earlier, and AJ said this episode was so good. Like, I mean, I think you put 10 O's in there for so good. hey, what's going on, Elizabeth? Glad you stopped by, hanging out here in the chat. We're doing it different this week. We typically do our Facebook live streams over on Facebook, but we decided to do it on the YouTubes this time.
Don't ask me why.
Don't ask me why we decided to do it on YouTube. I wanted to switch it up. I wanted to see how engaged people were on YouTube. We haven't been doing a whole lot of stuff on our Rantpocalypse channel lately. Yeah. So unfortunately, we're trying to get back into it. We're getting back into the swing of things, doing more and more content. Like I said, a lot of our content right now has been more focused on the Old Ass Casuals channel, but we still love talking TV shows, and we love the Walking Dead universe, so we are here to discuss Fear the Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 5, Burning in Water, Drowning in Flames?
Yes, Drowning in Flames. It's actually...
Or Flame, singular Flame.
Flame, is it Flame? I'm sorry, I think I told you Flames, but regardless, it's a collection of poems.
Yes, by Bukowski, correct?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yes, by Bukowski.
And I tried to read a few of them real quick, and there's some interesting poems.
Books, I'm sure.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, kind of deep. I'm not really into poetry. I wish I was.
Yeah, that's okay. Not everybody's into poetry. You're into shooting, killing stuff.
Exactly.
Game, so.
That's why I'm like, I'm just not that deep thinky. But give me a phony gun in a video game, and I'm ready to go.
You're all about that. Well, since if you guys are new to how we do our live streams over on Facebook, what we do is we start off, we've got the topics up there on the top left. We start out with our overall episode thoughts and bacon score, then we get into the topics. We've got some, I think, some fun topics tonight, some could be controversial topics, I guess.
Somewhat
controversial. Our number two topic is, why is Strand acting so dumb? Because he's definitely not being the Victor Strand that we know him. Number three, would race matter in the zombie apocalypse? We want to know you guys' thoughts on all these topics as well, so drop them in the comments box below. And number four is, where is Ophelia? And then topic number five is chat discussion.
Yes, Lizzie, we are. These are your topics for the class today. Get out your pen and paper.
I expect a full paper on each one of these topics. 500 words, no less. All right, so getting into the episode, you already basically said that you loved the crap out of this episode, and it was the best episode of all time of Fear the Walking Dead.
Did I? I'm not sure if I said that, but I really, really liked this episode a lot, and I think it ranked pretty high.
Pretty high on the Fear the Walking Dead scale, or on the overall TV scale of episodes?
I'm actually going to go as far as to say overall TV. Okay, it's no Breaking Bad. It's no Game of Thrones. But it was pretty darn good. So
Okay.
I liked it.
Was there anything in particular that you liked about this episode a lot, or was it just kind of like you were invested in the 42 minutes that Fear the Walking Dead was on your screen?
I feel like I like the difference that they're doing with Fear the Walking Dead. Suddenly, I feel like they've come into their own. They've actually have got a show that is completely different than The Walking Dead.
Yeah.
It's more about people that are real in The Walking Dead. I could never be any of those people that are there. I mean, maybe eventually I could be a Carol,
Yeah. Well,
but
Carol's quite possibly one of the most badass of, badasses. I can't speak of them all.
right.
So yeah. No, I get you though, because yeah, it does seem like in The Walking Dead, like it seems like they're superheroes. And in Fear the Walking Dead, they're just a bunch of schmucks trying to survive in the zombie
Exactly.
apocalypse, stumbling over themselves, and they get out there and they can't walk on their bare feet because that's just too much. I can't do it, which, I'd be right there with you. I wouldn't be able to walk on my bare feet through all that, through the desert and stuff. I would be on the sidelines crying about my feet hurting. So, I will agree with you. Like, a lot of the characters, it does seem like they're a little bit more based in reality than the Walking Dead characters. We do see some more, I guess, some human-like emotions from our characters. We saw that with Alicia. Those moments where, Alicia's just a kid. She's going down there boozing it up with, the other church group kids. If you're listening to this in audio form, I did air quotes under the church group kids. So yeah, I agree with you there. I don't know if I can agree with you on this episode being good though or not.
Really?
Yeah, there's just some things with this episode, and some stuff they've been doing in general for the last couple of weeks, that have kind of irked me.
Such as.
Well, we'll get into it with topic number two. Topic number two, definitely, is a big thing that is irking me, and that is, the why is Strand acting so dumb. But I'll get to the good things first. I want to say a
Okay.
couple of good things about the episode. I'm loving Madison and Troy's relationship. I think that might be one of the most interesting dynamics on the show currently. I love that, that Madison, she kind of smelled blood in the water that Troy's his leadership is kind of weak. And his men definitely don't seem to want to follow him to the ends of the earth at this point. They seem like they're like, oh, we got a new leader over here, Madison. She's way better than you. She's not an asshole. So I really loved that, and I loved how she got under his skin, saying that he's a mama's boy and that his mom didn't love him ever, and it's like she had the knife and she just
It
sticking it
was
in him.
the fact that she was a school counselor and learned how to read kids,
Yeah.
and she is reading him so well. And but my question is, was that a mistake to dig like that, to take that knife and stick it under the skin just a little bit?
I don't know. It was kind of weird how they had the scene a little bit later, whenever, Troy is over Madison when they're sleeping and he's got the knife to her throat and she talks him down out of it.
You're
So,
better than this.
yeah.
Oh, Troy. Oh, Troy.
I'm your new mama.
I
Come to
yeah,
me. Come to your new
exactly.
mama.
This mama won't lock you in the basement.
Yeah.
So.
That's what it felt like. It felt like she was like mama in him. I don't know what I would
It's
describe
not a
that.
word, but I get what you're
Yeah,
saying.
you get what
Yes.
I'm saying that.
Or mothering him,
And
if you want to go
then
that
I'm like, I like mama in him.
direction. Mama and
Yeah,
him.
mama in him. Yeah, I just felt like that's what she was doing. She's definitely playing psychological games with him, and he's pretty badass out in the field. There's no doubt about it. That was one of the coolest takedowns of any walkers I've seen. Like, I love when when Troy chopped his arms off and cut that walker down and then stabbed him, like, that was pretty damn epic and very brutal. Like, it was weird. We've seen walkers being taken out on The Walking Dead and Fear the Walking Dead, and a lot of the times it seems very graceful how they take the walkers out. Like, it's right. very calculated, and his moves are like very brutal and just like in your face.
Joyful.
Well,
like he grew up playing video games.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely. It does look like he's out there just like having an old blasty blast, killing everybody. So yeah, I did like that. I like that we got new foes in this episode. I think they're foes. Who the hell knows at this point who the foes actually are?
I know.
And then I love the crow eating Phil's brain. That was grody, but also kind of cool at the same time.
That was really awesome, because I mean, you see him out there and you're not exactly sure why he keeps repeating, or he's repeating lines of, I think it was a poem or a story. And until you go around to the back and you see that his head is all peeled, which made it nice for Madison because it was super soft and gushy as she stuck that knife in.
Yeah, that was. It was definitely soft and gooey whenever she stuck the knife in. But yeah, so I think those were all good things.
Mm-hmm.
Those were all good things. We'll get into the Victor Strand part. Nick and Jeremiah do not understand that relationship really at all at this point. Other than I do understand that they both come from troubled backgrounds, the addiction and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And they're kind of finding common ground there. But
yes.
Other than that, it doesn't make much sense to me.
It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, and I do have a little bit of an issue in the fact that we see Nick changing in a way that I feel like Nick's character probably wouldn't change.
Who is Nick?
Who is Nick?
I mean, like,
exactly.
What the hell? Like, who is this character? Because the beginning of the episode to the end of the episode, he was completely different. Like, the way that he looked at that gun after Luciana left, he didn't even seem like he gave two craps that Luciana left. I'm like, dude, that is your hot-ass girlfriend. She's peacing out on you. And, oh, Jeremiah gives you that old-ass gun that just killed the old people. And all
He's
of a
like,
sudden, you're like, that gun looks super nice.
Oh, yeah, she said... Bye. Okay. I'll look for her later.
Yeah, maybe I'll find her one of these days.
Yeah.
Hopefully I'll find Ophelia, because that was my number one boo. And then I had to replace her with you, Luciana. You're always going to be number two.
Yep, you're number two.
Yeah.
I didn't understand that. But I do feel like maybe, does he feel fatherly? That, that Jeremiah is sort of a father figure to him.
He could be. I feel the same way, Nick, to Jeremiah, that maybe Jeremiah looks at him as some, son figure to Jeremiah, because he clearly has...
Like the son he never had. Oh, wait, he has two.
Yeah, but he has two, but he has one that's psychotic and then one that doesn't seem to want to do what needs to be done in the zombie apocalypse. And I think he feels like he has this Nick son... That is right there in the middle, somewhat.
Someone that he can mold.
Yeah,
and like you said, that they see common ground.
Yeah.
So,
but and I still don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
Now
AJ says that Nick is still trying to find himself, which I completely agree. I do feel like he's, I mean, we all grow.
Yeah.
He's been this pothead. Then that was
Smokey McReefers for the last couple of seasons.
Exactly. And now, he wants to be more responsible, and maybe he sees a place that his family can settle. But when Jeremiah says, you basically, your mama's happy here, your girl ain't, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
The Nick we know would have said, see ya, ma.
Yeah, and see you later, Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
That was weird. Whenever they got into that little confrontation over the gun, the fact that Jeremiah said the gun was beautiful, the craftsmanship and everything, and Nick was quick to call out that guns aren't beautiful, that guns are evil, guns kill people. He didn't say all those words, but that was more or less what the show was trying to illustrate to us. And we'll get into the topic with number three. Would race matter in the zombie apocalypse? But I also feel that they're definitely putting a lot of gun control topics, kind of just seeding them out there on Fear of the Walking Dead as well, which again I don't know, I find that stupid and moronic because it's the zombie apocalypse.
Yes. Don't try to push the liberal gun agenda in the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, like I don't understand.
And
that
I'm
at
kidding
all.
When I say liberal. Well, agenda.
Obviously there's stereotypes as far as like, you know, liberals are against guns and conservatives are for guns. That's you know, that's a black and white statement.
Yep.
There's a lot of gray area in there because obviously gun control, gun laws, they're all good things. But in the zombie apocalypse, I don't give two shits about gun control laws because I'm like, if I got to have a gun in order to kill this walk over here, this trying to eat my face off.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried about, you know, where'd I get this gun at? Or did they give me like a proper, you know, any kind of
do
ID
I have
test?
A permit to
yeah, exactly.
Share
I'm not
this.
Carrying my permit around. I'm just blasting walkers in the face. But that's, and again, that's where I was a little bit confused in this episode with Nick, because, you know, he was telling Jeremiah that at the beginning, that the gun wasn't beautiful. And then by the end, it's like he already like had completely reversed course there with the gun.
I love this gun.
It was a badass gun. No
it was.
About
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
And he did an amazing job in just a short period of time of putting it, restoring it back
kidding.
To new.
Man, I want Jeremiah like.
He's got some skills.
At least around for that. I don't quite trust him farther than I can throw him.
I do like him though.
Yeah, he is a likable character. That's
okay.
For sure.
Let me ask you this: would you have gone to all this effort to clean the walls of the brick hut?
Yeah.
It was burned.
If I could get my girl Luciana in there with me.
Well, sure. Which he did, obviously.
Well, he got her. One night.
One time. One night.
And then she bounced. I mean, he wanted to build this house, this home for her because, you know, he was. It did strike him emotionally.
Yeah.
Hearing this, you know, seeing this story. Well, he didn't see the story, but hearing about Russ and his wife and how much you know Russ loved his wife and the way that he took both of them out. Was
that not the sweetest thing? I mean, I just loved the opening of this episode when you see Russell goes, you know, to hug his wife, and you're not sure exactly what he's doing, if he realizes that she's a walker or not, and he totally does, and she starts gumming his neck because we see the, you know, the dentures over
that
on the
was,
side.
That was pretty funny.
I thought it was brilliant.
It was good. It was a very good cold open because at first I didn't know what the hell happened. I was like, what am I watching right now? What's going on? I honestly had no clue what was going on at that.
Fear
that
the
moment.
Walking Dead. Brought to you by Denture Cream.
Yeah, exactly. Get your
trusted by walkers everywhere, you know.
Yeah, I thought it was very interesting that they used that in the show, like an older person with dentures. Like, very creative open. Very.
I mean,
nice
I
open.
I had never thought about it.
Yeah, and Russ blowing both of their brains out. So, yes, I'm with you. That was an emotional opening. The other negative that I had was Alicia's storyline. I have no clue where the hell that's going as well. It's like they can't figure out what to do with Alicia. And they're like, I know you're really hot, but what storyline do we give you? So I don't know. There's some weird stuff going on here that I don't feel like that they should focus so much on. That's my only reason why I don't think that this episode was like. It wasn't great. For me, it was just another, you know, hey, I watched 42 minutes of Fear the Walking Dead. I enjoyed it. And I am looking forward to seeing what happens. Like, I think they've done a nice job of building the storyline this season thus far, of keeping it going and keeping me interested from week to week of where I am. I'm genuinely like, dang, I wish I could binge it right now.
I know.
Like, that's what I would like to do is I'm like, oh, I want to. You know, I just want to see what happens next. We meet this new group, Walker and his gang, and I'm like, what the hell's going on with them? And yeah, so it did hook me in that sense of making me want more. I'll go ahead and give my bacon score first.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give the episode 3.5 out of 5 bacons for Fear the Walking Dead season 3, episode 5.
Okay. Is that based on Fear the Walking Dead?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, based on Fear the Walking Dead. I mean,
okay.
Yeah, if I gave... Yeah, it's no. I mean, that's based on Fear the Walking Dead. And sorry if you're new to us, like talking Fear the Walking Dead. A lot of times we compare it to Fear the Walking Dead. We don't really compare it to other TV shows that we really watch because, like, I think the perfect example for me of for Fear the Walking Dead, and it's so weird that I'm still talking about this 3 seasons later. Like some people would be like, you know, stop talking
Move
about,
on.
Yeah, stop talking about Fear the Walking Dead if you don't think it's the greatest show ever. But I love Arrow. I love The mm-hmm. Flash.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really booty episodes of the Arrow and The Flash. Like, yeah. Some mm-hmm. really just stinkers. And you're like, what? That was so stupid. The one benefit that those two shows have going for them is they more or less are like a procedural with serialized mm-hmm. elements of an overarching storyline throughout each season. Now, that helps them because in each episode, you typically start out with somebody, some bad guy, some villain doing something in the beginning of the episode, and by the end of the episode, most of the time they've caught them until it gets into the back half of the season, and that's when like all the major villain storylines
right.
start coming together, and it's more or less just like Team Arrow versus major villain, Team Flash versus major villain. But the thing with that is I typically watch those on Netflix. Like, I usually binge them all the way through. So you forget about those, like, less than stellar episodes. It's just about,
right.
like, the 23 episodes in a row that I watched.
The overall feeling.
Yeah, the overall feeling. And so yeah. I think that's the hardest thing with Fear the Walking Dead is because I think The Walking Dead makes itself more event TV the majority of the time. When it's been good,
yeah.
it's event must-see TV. Season 7 was kind of, to me, more or less along the lines of Fear the Walking Dead, where it was just like it was happening every week. I wasn't like, oh my God, I gotta see what happens this week in The Walking Dead. Like, it's gonna
right.
be the shit. But that being said, I think 3.5 is still pretty good. What do you think? What is your overall bacon score?
I gave this a 4.5 bacon. I thought this was, I mean, as far
God
as
damn.
Fear the Walking Dead goes, I thought this was an excellent episode. I don't know. To me, the music was great. You know, the cinematography was great. There was some, they had, I think whoever's shooting this is in love with your girl, Alicia.
Yeah.
Because suddenly she got these really great, you know, shots of, you know, with the sun shining through her hair, or she's laying in bed and she's looking up in her big expressive eyes. And I'm like, oh my God, you know, I would have thought that you would have scored it high just on that alone.
I mean, and she got laid this week, but I think that's
yes,
why I
exactly.
had to knock some points off because
that could be it.
I was like,
mm-hmm.
Jake, really? Mm-hmm. Really?
See, I personally like Alicia and Jake's storyline. I want to see where this is going. I'm interested in it. And you know, you said that for you it's booty.
Jake is like dry toast with no jelly on it.
No. He is not. He's a very real person. I thought that was I liked that a lot. So I like all the individual storylines that we've got going on right now.
Yeah.
Bar one. I think just one. Well, actually half of one.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I like everybody's story that they've got going on except
yeah.
for Strand.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, but I thought it was an excellent episode.
To each his own. Boyd said, I agree, Kelly. Fear is stepping up and we never know what to expect with this show. I love it.
Okay, Boyd.
Boyd agrees with you. I mean,
high five. Come on, pound it out, pound it out.
I like your like high five.
Oh, I'm high five and I'm pounding it out.
You are that gif that everybody like throws out there when it's like awkward
this
handshakes.
One, this one. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait. How do I grab this? Yeah. that is you, Mom. Well, hey, I think more people are, you know, like AJ agree with you. I don't know if anybody else has any thoughts that is in the chat right now. on the overall episode. Andrew said earlier, I like this episode, but I really hope Strand dies.
Yes, I can kind of agree with that, which is kind of sad because I know there was a lot of Strand lovers.
Yeah.
But maybe we should move.
I think that's a natural transition to our topic number two. Why is Strand acting so stupid in this episode? Like, I don't even. What are they doing with his character in this season? We know Victor Strand to be super smart. He's super cunning. He always gets his way because he's so manipulative. But in this season, I don't think he could make his way out of a paper box.
Yeah, I don't know. Are they just trying to prove to us, you know, as far as, you know, you've got the manipulator that is Strand, but here is the master manipulator, which is
Daniel.
Daniel.
Yeah.
Dude. Other dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what they're trying to say. I mean, I wasn't into it.
Yeah. I don't really understand it. What's going on with Strand's character? And obviously, I don't think Victor Strand is stupid. That's why it's so perplexing.
That's why it's a good topic.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just like, so. I get the first lie. The first lie was totally okay with me. That made perfect sense.
I would have said it too.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, Ophelia, she's at the hotel, bro. Why don't you go down there and go after her?
Yeah, it's all good. She's there, man.
Yeah.
Don't hurt me now.
Yeah. And once he got past that point, you know, he got out of whatever was going to go down at the dam. And we saw Dante, he gets killed, he gets taken out, almost forgot his name because he was kind of there and then he
Good
wasn't
job.
There anymore. But it's like, why did he keep the lie going? I don't really understand
I would
that.
Have said, oh, not I wouldn't even said shit. I would have wrote him a note.
And peaced out. Like,
yeah.
One, I would have stole a lot of water at the dam. I'd have they got those big Ozarka bottles, those gigantic
yes.
tub ones. And I would have, you know, I would have
yeah.
figured out some
Head
way to
for
put
the,
them on
the...
my back, like two of them on my back,
yep.
and then I'd have pieced out of there, and some guns too, because obviously, if
yeah,
you're,
you need
you know,
guns.
If you're walking around the zombie apocalypse and like desert areas with big
the wasteland,
yeah,
as Madison calls it,
yeah,
which
the
I
wasteland.
Love.
Yeah, that was a super cool mm-hmm. name.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. How sad do you think that Victor was that he lost his car? They'd made a mess of it.
Yeah, he loved that car. He was pissed when it got like any kind of scratches on it, even though it looked like hell. But back to the lie though, because the biggest part of the lie that I could not forgive in this week's episode, and the reason why we're talking about this topic of why is Strand acting so dumb, and why are the writers doing this to this character?
why?
Like, I get the Ophelia lie up front. We've glossed over that, or we're good with that one. So, okay, fine. He keeps the lie going about Ophelia and says, she's still at the hotel. You know, we can go down there. Why in the shit does he say Madison and Alicia are there?
I don't know.
Why would that matter at all? He could have been like...
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, he could have been like, oh, Madison and Alicia and them, they left.
They left already.
They peaced out. You know, last time I was there, Ophelia was there. But it's like you made it even worse by saying Madison and Alicia were there, because now when he gets there, he's like, where's Madison and Alicia at if Ophelia's not here?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, I get right. that at the end of the day, the lie doesn't really matter, period, because, you know, or adding on to the lie doesn't matter because it was already a lie. It's just, I don't know, that one was so weird to me. And it also, like, is making Daniel out to be stupid, too. But maybe Daniel's whole thing was to leave Victor there, so that was the ultimate punishment for Victor, is to be back at the hotel and on his own. I'm not really sure. So we're with Strand. He's out there on his own again, walking on the deserts.
And the next time you see him, he'll be driving a Porsche. So, you know.
Exactly. I don't understand it at all. Boyd said Strand seems like he is not getting enough nutrients or something. For the first time, we are seeing Strand almost vulnerable. Maybe that's the point, Boyd. If that is the point, is to show Strand at like his lowest point, because that's a place we really haven't seen Strand during the entire Fear the Walking Dead's zombie apocalypse. He's kind of always been either has a plan or he's been kind of on top.
Yes, and always very clever.
Yeah.
Been able to dig himself out of every hole that he's been in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, maybe this is just, we finally see that he's, you know, he's at a spot that he can't dig himself out of. He will. I still think he's going to find a way to come out on top somehow. But he was left in a really bad position.
Yeah.
Luckily, he chose the perfect alleyway to go down that only had one walker in it.
I know. Why did he leave his weapon, though?
That he whacked her in the head with?
Yeah, what was that? Was that a concrete slab?
Like that, it was very heavy.
Yeah, it looked like a pole that was in concrete that it came out, and it looked badass whenever he crushed that walker. Mm-hmm. That was pretty sweet. Mm-hmm. Do you think that is Strand going to survive?
I thought that they were going to kill him off.
Yeah.
When he was surrounded with all the walkers, and I thought, this is interesting. Fear the Walking Dead is really stepping up. They're just going to kill people off a lot.
Yeah.
And make this show interesting where we're talking about it. Because we would talk about it if they started killing that many major characters, don't you think?
I think so.
But I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, I do too. I don't think that... I don't know where it would be going with him. Like, is there going to be a major contention between Strand and Daniel at this point? Is that...
Well, I guess they don't like each other.
Yeah,
But there's a distinct possibility they're not going to run into each other again.
Yeah.
In the real world, they wouldn't.
Yeah, no, in the real world, they definitely wouldn't. I guess that's... Yeah, it's interesting. It makes for interesting TV because I have no clue where they're taking that storyline between Strand and Daniel. And I don't have any clue where they're taking Strand at this point. Because, yeah, he's back at the hotel. AJ said that Strand usually survives off of manipulating people. Now he's all alone. I'm pretty sure everyone that was at the hotel is dead now.
Yeah.
So where does he go? Where does Strand go, people?
What happens
with Victor Strand? Will he get his nutrients like Boyd says? We need to get him some nutrients so that way he can stop being dumb. I have some vitamins in there in the kitchen. They're supposedly smart people vitamins.
Yep.
You know, they say that they help your brain out.
Well, are you on the brain pills and you didn't tell me?
I'm on the brain pills. They just don't seem to be working that well. I think I got the bootleg brain pills.
Okay, was that the brain pills that I told you I was taking for a while and then I quit taking them and my brain started hurting?
No.
Every time I went to think, I was like,
Brain no thank good.
Yeah.
No.
And thank you, Boyd, for pounding it. Thank you. I just saw that up there.
Boyd,
I appreciate
pounded it
that
for you.
Yes.
I think AJ, I think that would be a good thing. AJ said maybe he'll try to get back to the dam and take the dam over. I think that's very smart. I don't see Daniel going back there to the dam. I think he's on one singular mission, and that is finding Ophelia. And yeah, we'll get into that. So I did want to bring something up. Let me write this down with Daniel and Ophelia. So
why don't we just go straight into Ophelia and just switch the
order?
We can switch the order around if you want.
Well, then it's confusing though, because then people.
Oh, I don't want you. I don't want you to be confused.
I can do this. I can.
You
do
go take you a brain pill real quick.
I can do it on the fly. I think.
It's okay. Now, no. Don't, let's not make things confusing.
No. We're doing.
Oh God! Why did I do this?
I don't know.
Why didn't I just let him
actually
work his way back to it?
Okay. All right. Never mind, because apparently I can't. Why would it not let me change it? Like whenever I.
Isn't it like an overlay?
Yeah, it's an overlay.
Yeah, I would think it. I could see that an overlay wouldn't. So let's talk about.
Well, I changed it. I changed it. You too slow.
Well, speaking of which, that's part of the reason is because I'm watching on YouTube, and. It does have a delay. Mixer, not so much.
Yeah,
YouTube, step up your game.
YouTube definitely has a delay, that's for sure. Okay, so switching it up.
Good job. Good job.
Topic number three, where is Ophelia?
Okay, could I?
You need to phone a friend?
No, I want
You need to get a lifeline?
addendum to that.
Okay, yeah.
Does anybody care?
Oh, I certainly care.
Oh, you care only if she wasn't hot, would you care?
Yes, no, I definitely care because of the way we left off in season two, and it's just
No.
insane to me
It
that
is insane. You're right.
we're already at freaking episode six next week, and we haven't seen hide nor hair
And
of Ophelia.
it was Otto that was the one that found her.
Exactly.
So it's a really good question where she is. And I have no answer for that. I don't, I mean, I like him so much at this point. He doesn't feel like he's a creepy dude that would have her down in the cellar.
In the cellar. Yeah.
You know, otherwise why would he have not added, you know, Madison and Alicia to the same cellar, the sex cellar, you
Well,
know?
there's a reason why he wouldn't put them in there, Jeremiah Otto.
Yeah.
Because of their skin color. So that's one reason why.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, so I mean I think honestly, like, we can probably tie, like, topic number three, where's Ophelia, and topic number four, would race matter in the zombie apocalypse, together in loose, well, actually probably not loose threads, but probably some pretty substantial threads, that has probably, it's got some evidence to back it up, from what we've seen in the show thus far. I know that there was something. Oh, well, right here, AJ said, I have a huge theory. I think that Ophelia is with Walker and his group. She might have been to the ranch. Because of her skin tone, though, they kicked her out. She ended
Yeah.
up with Walker's group. That's
Yeah.
his thoughts. I completely agree with that. That I don't know if she's with Walker's group. I don't know if I agree with that, but I do feel like that something happened with Ophelia. The fact that she is not white. And it does seem like at Broke Jaw Ranch, I was racking my brain, and not much brain cells up there anymore, people. But I was racking it to think, did I see any people of any other color other than pasty white?
There was pasty white people all over the place, and that's it.
That's
The
kind of.
only dark people I saw were the two that burned in the fire. That was all. I mean, they are
They're
very.
dark. They're definitely
Yeah,
burnt and crispy at this point.
yes, exactly. And other than that, I mean, I think it is well, I mean, we saw that Troy is racist from his little science experiment. I think that's a really good theory, though, that she could be with Walker's group. I like that.
Well, when I tie it into Daniel, and that's how I feel like he's eventually got to get to Broke Jaw Ranch. And run back into Madison and everybody, and then again maybe Strand comes back there too, but I just wonder, would what would Daniel do? Like, and will we have a show where it's Daniel and Ophelia and this guy Walker and his group versus the Clarks and the people of Broke Jaw Ranch? Because now, since Luciana has left as well, is she gonna get caught up with Walker and his group also? It's interesting to think about because, yeah, I definitely feel like something went down between Ophelia and Jeremiah Otto. I don't know what it would be. I don't know why Otto wouldn't, if he wanted to off her, he could have just done it right there at the end of season two. He could have easily, like, just, shot her from way far away with a rifle or something like that. So I don't feel like anything. I don't know if it happened with Jeremiah, but maybe Troy did something. Like, I could see Troy, sometimes he's got a little bit of a rapey vibe. And
Yeah, definitely.
maybe something went down there, and maybe that's what we're gonna. I'm curious if we get, like, some type of flashback with Ophelia. Like, is that what the episode's gonna start out with? They do that sometimes with the Walking Dead, where they kind of they have those future flashbacks type of thing, where we go like in an episode, like say episode 6 or 7, and it like opens up with Ophelia. Mm-hmm. And you think that, oh shit, this is like present day, but no, it's actually a flashback to like before Madison and them got to the
Ranch. Would you ask me what is a future flashback?
I don't know what a future flashback is.
But I like it. I want to write a story about a future flashback.
Yeah, write a story about a future flashback. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't like that they seem to do this a lot in Fear the Walking Dead, and that is race seems to be a huge issue. Like we don't want to mix after the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah, and it has been very weird.
Yeah, and I feel like, okay, we may have some issues pre-zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I feel like after we're going to have less issues, because maybe by then we'll all realize, oh, we're just all people and, you know, we're all delicious to walkers. So let's all stick together. I don't know. I'm living in a butterfly and unicorn world. And
what was the line? If anybody remembers it here in the chat, somebody said it in the Walking Dead, I thought, or maybe it was Fear the Walking Dead. It said, it was like, I think it was Merle too, right? Where he said something about it doesn't matter.
We're all pink inside.
Well, he didn't say we're all pink inside, but like the type of meat, you know.
Yeah.
So mm-hmm. I don't know. I thought that was interesting, but you're right with Fear the Walking Dead. They have definitely made that a central plot point of the show over the last couple of seasons. Like, which is kind of weird to me because, you know, we live in the South. And there's definitely lots of racial tensions in the South.
Yes.
I mean, good Lord, but they make it out to be like there's more racial tensions in California than there is in the South, which
I
thought that was kind of weird. And also,
me too.
The Walking Dead, I don't know. It's okay. So in The Walking Dead, they seem to be telling us the opposite story, that, you know, everybody comes together in the zombie apocalypse. It doesn't, you know, obviously there's villains and there's heroes in The Walking Dead.
Right.
And that's always going to be the case. But it hasn't seemed to matter as far as like, you know, when Tyrese came into the group or Michonne or Bob or Sasha or anybody, that was like it was never an issue. The only time in
Even
The
Walking
Dead.
Even though we're in the deep, deep South.
Yeah.
Where maybe right now, pre-zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
It could be. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the only time that it was kind of broached in The Walking Dead was with Merle. Mm-hmm. And that was very early on. That was Frank Darabont. That was his tenure on The Walking Dead, which I'll be honest, I think The Walking Dead was more grounded in reality somewhat in those, like that first season.
Mm-hmm.
Minus the walkers, like minus Morgan's wife opening the door. That was kind of BS, and they never went back to that again. They were like, don't think walkers are going to be able to open the door. Let's
she didn't about that. Open the door. She jiggled the handle.
Yeah,
we don't know how much she jiggled it. Maybe she just bumped it with her funky arms flailing around.
But they had that whole point of...
And then she looked right in the...
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. And remembering which house it was. Like
she came back every evening to that same house.
Yeah.
So
not that that couldn't have been an interesting storyline. Like,
yeah.
It could have been cool, like, the zombies, the walkers, that they have some type of cognitive memories of what their life was like before they turned. Mm-hmm. Could have been cool. They never went back to it. But there definitely was like a little bit more focus on race stuff because Merle was racist.
Yes, he was.
Daryl was raised as a racist, and he overcame that, and it was really cool to see. Like it was a lot of fun. Does not seem like Fear the Walking Dead that they are overcoming it whatsoever, because there's definitely something weird going on with the Brokejaw Ranch. Troy's got some weird issues. We see Walker and his group come in. And, you know, they're like wanting to take back the land, and it feels like a land dispute at this point, because in the zombie apocalypse, there's not going to be any more borders. You know, there's not going to be lines drawn upon a map. Like, It's kind of everybody for themselves.
You're not going to be paying taxes on your piece of property.
So it's
a little odd, and I don't really understand what their thinking is. I mean, I get it, you know. Racial tensions are just a really great place to write tensions into a story.
So
we had kind of had that feeling that that was going to be the issue.
Boyd brings up a really good point too, that he noticed that at the ranch, and then the scalping and taking away of the shoes is a Native American tactics, right? I don't know about the taking away the shoes, but the scalping, you know, that's always
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, well, I definitely noticed that because I was just like, oh my God, are they? Yeah, that they went there to that, I thought was just a little bit much. I'm just like, you know, they can just kill the guy, like, or whatever. But to go to the whole scalping thing, and I'm thinking, like, are they about to make Fear the Walking Dead like Cowboys versus Indians?
It kind of...
Is that where they're going? And I hope not. Mm-hmm. And that's where I put, like, you know, I wrote my positives down, I wrote my negatives down. And then in the middle ground, I wrote the Native American group. You know, Walker and his group. It could be great, but if they just, like, if they just go to that, if they go to that well, I don't know if it's
going to be... Oh, man, that's really going to be annoying.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, because when you do think about it, I mean, you know, you've got the Native Americans,
yeah,
and you know, here's Otto with his gun that dates way back that looks like something out of the Old West. So good God, oh good God.
Yeah, I feel like there's a lot more interesting places to take the show. I still feel like the Ottos and the Clarks are going to ultimately be the villains of the show. And I'm fine with that. And I'm fine with if we see this Walker group come along and they're not bad. They're not the bad ones. Now granted, the shit that they pulled there
already done.
was pretty bad.
They killed all those people.
Yeah.
Piled them up and burned them. They shot the helicopter down.
Yeah.
Travis obviously was a completely innocent bystander. They didn't know who was in there.
Yeah.
So, you know, but yeah.
Well,
that's unfortunate.
Again, if they turn out to be just like, man, it's going to be hard for them to come back from that. Even if the Ottos and just basically the Ottos. If the Ottos turn out to be like some sadistic crazy cult, that's like taking if anybody of color comes into their Broke Jaw Ranch, they like, you know, off them in some weird ways. That's gonna be weird. Like, I'm trying to think what is it where. Oh man, I feel like I was just watching it or something. Like, they go into this one place and it's almost like the setup of a scary movie, where you know they go into a house and they never come out alive, that type of thing. But
yeah.
But the fact that Luciana came with the Clarks, they couldn't really like do that to her,
right?
But, you know, otherwise the Clarks would have seen that and everything.
Right.
So
right.
But yeah, Samantha, you're definitely right. Troy and his daddy definitely have issues with brown people. There's no way of getting around that. That's definitely happening on the show. It's weird though with them because I don't. I feel like that they're about to reveal something big, that like the Ottos are these just horrible, horrible people or something. You know, they basically got some human meat factory,
like the
cannibals or something.
Yes, and that they're cannibals.
Yeah, and that they're killing like these, you know, the Native American people that were on this land or something. I don't know. That's kind of what I feel like, but then again, I don't know if they're going to go that far on Fear the Walking Dead, if they would do that, or if it's just going to be some kind of, like, boring, stale story of, like, you know...
You know, the Ottos have been on this particular ranch for a long, 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 long time, so this fight dates back. If it's just about the land, it would have to date back quite far.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Do we know that? Like, do the Ottos, were they there? Was was this their land before Jeremiah, right? I know that there was something that they said in this episode about Jeremiah's father, but I don't remember.
I don't remember
like,
either
what it was all about and everything. So, let's see. I was just reading the chat real quick. I don't know. What do you guys think? Let us know in the comments below.
All your weird, crazy theories.
Yes, all the weird, crazy theories. Bring them to us now. I think my final, at least my answer on it is it shouldn't matter in the zombie apocalypse. Like, if I was, you know, okay, I'm white and I see some dude that's like a badass and he's like just totally obliterating zombies left and right, mm-hmm. and he happens to be a black guy, I love you. Like, mm-hmm. join my zombie apocalypse team, mm-hmm. Which would be the same, you know, if it were the other way around, I would hope. So
yes, but if you are lame and lazy, no matter what color your skin is, we are not going to stop to pick you up.
That's true. You're not stopping. You're like, I'm just going to keep on driving by.
Do you see that what Boyd says, that the bacon that Nick brings to Luciana? You know, I mean, we haven't seen livestock on the ranch at this point. So, oh my God, you know, if you played the first season of Telltale's The Walking Dead,
yeah,
that anytime I get any cannibal vibe, I always go right back to that dairy.
Yeah. And St. John's Dairy Farm, right?
It was, yes, St. John's. Oh my God, that was just the creepiest thing ever. So yeah, it could be it.
Yeah, that would be really creepy if that's what they were doing in the back, and that's the meat that they were eating, because yeah, you're
I
totally
miss
right,
her.
Boy.
But man, she made some delicious bacon.
Yeah, this bacon's so good. Andrew said, no matter what happens with Ophelia, if she's dead and Daniel finds out, they are screwed. And that's what I think the mid-season finale will be.
Mm-hmm. That can be it. Mm-hmm.
I can see Daniel going on a rampage.
And killing everybody.
Yeah, I think that's, it's definitely a strong point of Fear the Walking Dead this season. I have no clue where it's going, so I do want to tune in every week to find out where they're taking the story. I just hope that it's in interesting directions.
Like, I hope so too.
That's
but
that's
so far, it's been so much better than any of the other seasons, in my opinion. So I'm thrilled.
Yeah, I think they've got very interesting characters this season. I think, again, Jeremiah and Troy are very interesting characters. Jake does nothing for me, and he bone zoned it with Ophelia, so he's dead to me now. He can just go ahead and die off at this point. I'm just curious. I'm curious how he's going to go. Like, if it will be at the hands of Troy, or will it be at the hands of somebody else, like Walker and his group, or will it be Daniel? Will Daniel come in and kill him off? So you're totally right about Troy's eye. It was super creepy in this episode. I was just like, his eye looks worse now than it did that right after the incident happened.
You know what, though? It reminds me of our puppy Neo. That's kind of how his eye looks, a little like that.
That's sad. I haven't seen a picture of Neo in so long. Yeah. Send me a picture.
Yeah, I'll have to send you one.
chilling it. I don't think I've seen... Well,
oh my gosh, you are right. They don't go to IHOP. I mean, I haven't been there lately and seen
any. I haven't been to IHOP in a long time, Samantha. Yeah, Samantha said, race would definitely matter in the zombie apocalypse. There's a disparity already evident in the current times. No, there's no arguing that, Samantha. Like, it's not, like, we're not saying that there's not a disparity. There's not race issues now in the pre-zombie apocalypse. What we're saying is just, why would it matter in the zombie apocalypse?
Yeah, like, we should move on past stupid. Well, but no, people are always stupid.
Yeah, well, I get, like, with the zombie apocalypse, like, there's some notion that you would revert back to, like, earlier times, right? Mm-hmm. And it is that way a lot in The Walking Dead, where it's like the haves versus the have-nots, and the stronger characters versus the weaker characters, and who can protect them. It's kind of crazy, because we watch Game of Thrones a lot, and that's all Game of Thrones is about, is who has the bigger army, who has the more, who has the more weapons, the better blacksmiths and everything. But I don't know, I guess it's just weird to me, why we would go to that. Like, I don't know. It's a very weird thing to see, where it's so evident, I guess, with the autos on the show. So I'm curious to find out what happens with the autos and Walker's group, because I think it could have some really good potential to work out.
I hope they don't just kill him off and move along.
You mean the Walker and his group or the autos?
The autos. I like the autos. I like Jeremiah a lot. I mean, if the two sons, well, I like the sons too. So I don't know. I think they're interesting. I'd like to see them flesh those characters out some more. I hope they keep them around long enough that they don't Travis them. So
hopefully they don't Travis them. I'm with you. They're interesting characters. That's for sure.
Yep.
I'm very anxious to find out what's their real story. What's really going on at
Brookjaw
Ranch.
Yeah.
The bacon was probably dehydrated. They have so much doomsday prep food in storage. I'm sure the layman's version of MREs are available in there somewhere. Yeah, yeah. I would think so. They definitely had a lot of freaking food in there.
Well, I mean, that's what, yeah. So they did. They had that huge warehouse. So
yeah, so Samantha's they were saying they're not eating
people.
Luciana
good
bacon.
Point.
Yeah.
Good. I feel much better now.
You feel much better? That's good. Yeah, you're right, Boyd. I definitely do hate him. I hate Jake after he took Alicia to the bone zone. I don't know why I've got my microphone thing out as a pointer. I'm like, damn you, Jake. Damn you.
Well,
do you guys have any other thoughts on this episode? Samantha, did you like the episode overall? Did you think that it was a very good episode of Fear the Walking Dead? Or were you just kind of like, it was so-so? I'm anxious to see Daniel meet the Ottos and
to me,
be opposite Jeremiah.
Daniel and Jeremiah are the same dude, you know. I get the same feeling from them that they both can just be such total badasses, and you want to keep them in your friend group.
Yeah, I definitely think they're both chameleons. Mm-hmm. That's for sure. Because you see Jeremiah doing certain things, and you think, oh, this is such a good guy, he's such a nice guy. But then you see there's like that eye twitch. He had it when he was talking to Nick about the guns, and when Nick disrespected, the fact saying that gun wasn't beautiful, and I saw the eye twitch going on with Jeremiah, and I'm thinking, oh my God, he's about to slit Nick's throat right here. Right,
I think
now.
That's next week.
Yeah, could be next week. All right. Well, I think that's all we got. Unless you guys have any other thoughts on this week's episode of Fear the Walking Dead, we'd love to, we'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you're watching this after we've posted the live stream, definitely put your comments in the comment box down below.
Because we read them all.
Yes, we do read them all. Hopefully, they're nice ones.
we read the ones that aren't nice too. So, and then we cry a little bit. And move on to the next one.
Yeah, very true. And if you're listening to this in audio form, we would love for you to rate the podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. And you can email us. It's rantpocalypse@gmail.com. Last point from Boyd. Jeremiah seems to take up for Troy no matter what, but he did say something to Nick that made me think differently. Do you know what he said? To Nick? I don't remember what he said to Nick that made him think differently. I mean, he has a soft spot for Troy.
Well, because he felt bad because Troy's mother was a piece of crap.
Yeah.
And he let it go on. He let it happen. So
I think that's
why he feels bad. I think it's guilt.
Yeah. I could see that. Definitely feeling guilty for what the moms did to Troy, and Troy seems to have not been able to get over it, that's for sure. He's still quite traumatized. All right. Well, thank you guys for hanging out with us in the live stream. Thanks, Boyd, Samantha, Andrew, hanging out, AJ. Really appreciate it. Yeah, if you want to check out our other channel, it is the Old Ass Casuals. That's where we put up all of our video game stuff. And we'd love for you guys to go subscribe to that channel and yes. hang out with us there.
So, even if you don't like video games, just go subscribe to the channel.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. We hope you guys have a fantastic rest of your day.
Bye. Bye.
I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Well, I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. Hey, hey. Said I need a dollar, dollar, dollar. That's what I need. And if I share with long old trouble, long old troublesome road, and I'm looking for some